Predators and New York Rangers tonight at Bridgestone Arena to start a four-game homestand. My name is Max Herz. If a Preds player gets a hat trick tonight, so do you with the Hattie B's Hot Chicken Hat Trick. If a Preds player scores three goals tonight, you can present the Hattie B's app tomorrow at any Nashville area Hattie B's location to get a complimentary hat trick of hot chicken tenders at any spice level. Our featured conversation, so excited to have here on Preds Radio for the first time, Dante Abercrombie, the inaugural head coach of Tennessee State University hockey, the first HBCU D1 hockey head coach. There are a lot of firsts we could give Dante, but thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much. This is my first time on the show, so that's another first.
Excited to have you here. Yeah, tons of firsts going tonight. But first off, what you guys are here doing tonight, you're here to meet fans. You guys will be behind Section 120 on the main concourse, making your rounds, just introducing yourself to the Smashville faithful.
Honestly, I think that's the most important, getting out into the community, because we are a team of the community. So I wanted to make sure that we were here as often as possible. So tonight's the first night. Our table's set up at 120, but don't be surprised if you see me walking around the concourse.
And you'll see that bright blue TSU sweater. It's the only blue shirt that we'll allow in the building tonight facing the Rangers.
Yeah, it's funny. I just disappointed a couple of Rangers fans. They thought there was going to be a Rangers person on the show, and I said, no. These are our school colors, but we're Preds through and through.
There you go. I think the question you guys probably get the most, how can people get their TSU hockey sweater? They are on sale now.
They are on sale. So they're on sale at the bookstore, tsushop.com, and then TSU hockey /shop is where they can go and find the jerseys.
So next year, TSU D1 hockey will be a reality. And all of a sudden, we're about to flip to New Year's. This is getting close. What has this been like for you, recruiting a team, doing so much planning? This is a massive undertaking.
Yeah, it's take it day by day. Some of the best people in the sport have given me that information. They said, Dante, you're going to have a ton of things thrown at you at once. Focus on one thing, really knock that out the park, and then everything else usually tends to line up. But our recruiting looks really good, all the way from Vancouver to South Korea. Our games look really good. We're just waiting for the contracts to be signed. And the goal is to have, in the first week of October, our first game here at Bridgestone. So that's something to look forward to.
That's incredible. Talking to Dante Abercrombie, the first head coach of TSU hockey, the first HBCU Division I hockey team. I know you want the HBCU identity to be a massive part of what TSU hockey both starts out as and becomes long-term.
Absolutely. We have a Grammy Award-winning band at TSU. We have, obviously, the Divine Nine and the barbecues and just the history of TSU in Nashville is so great. But I think that it shows the true growth of hockey, that an HBCU sees hockey as a way to enhance the experience for its students at the school. So that's a bright light.
You have so much experience. You've coached in NHL development camps. You've coached at every different level. You were here when the NHL made the announcement at the draft 2 years ago that TSU would be starting hockey. But you weren't here as part of that event. You were working for the Maple Leafs that draft. How did it become a reality for you to be the chosen one as the first head coach at TSU?
Well, honestly, I'd heard about the feasibility study back in 2020, 2021. But like you said, I was here with the Maple Leafs last year at the draft. And I said, as soon as they made the announcement, this is something that I'd be interested in, because I knew that I'd be moving on from the Maple Leafs. And I got that call last December, and it just made all the sense in the world. And here we are today.
That's awesome. Talking to Dante Abercrombie, the coach of TSU hockey here. You mentioned all the recruiting you've been doing. Hockey recruiting is quite a beast. You're at showcases. You're going tons of different places. There are also a ton of different levels you could be recruiting from for D1 hockey. What has your guys' strategy been to fill out your inaugural roster?
Well, the most important for me is just individuals that play and compete as pros. Individuals that don't want college to be their last step. Now, honestly, it will probably be, just the numbers-wise, it'll be the last step for most. But I don't want them coming in with that aspiration. I want them to come in shooting for the stars, because those are individuals that are going to push every single day. But even more importantly than on the ice, individuals that have already shown that they have community outreach experience, people that have started initiatives with their teams, or individuals that are drivers on their teams when it comes to community outreach, because that's going to be a major part of what we do at TSU, because we're a brand new program and I'm not expecting people to show up. We have to go out and make sure that they know who we are, and that's the way we get our support.
I've heard you say in previous interviews, it's not going to be an all-black team, but you're a black head coach recruiting a D1 team at an HBCU. How have you guys been locating and identifying black players to recruit to TSU?
So during my interview process, I went through and found all black players that are currently playing junior hockey, able to play at the NCAA Division I level. And I found 157 that were currently playing, which completely blew me away. I knew that the number was higher than I thought, but I had no idea that it would be that many. So I did make sure I watched all of them first. But I also don't want to have this be the reverse of the, what we have experienced in hockey. There was a time where black people weren't considered to be allowed to play the game. I don't want TSU to be a place that now isolates and pretty much segregates the rest of the world from being able to play. I want this to be a very diverse team because that's the way the world that I want to live in.
And you mentioned you have a commit from South Korea. How did that come to be?
So all of our commits, I've watched these individuals, and there's I don't think I can actually speak to the names of the individuals, but that particular commit, a coach that actually I used to coach with in the past, another black coach, said this is an individual that leads day in and day out. This is somebody that you need to watch. That individual actually ended up playing in the World Championships against men. And when I saw the way that he competed at that level, I said, oh, this is somebody absolutely that I want wearing that TSU logo on their chest.
That's awesome. Dante Abercrombie is our guest, the inaugural head coach of TSU hockey, which will begin playing Division I next season. Anytime the Preds score four goals, you get a free Frosty, thanks to Wendy's. That's a promo we got to get going at TSU next year. We love our Frosties here in Smashville. If the Preds score four against the Rangers tonight, that Frosty goes live the moment the game ends for 24 hours at participating Middle Tennessee Wendy's restaurants. I want to talk about you more, Dante. You're from D.C. You have such a strong identity in the hockey world. You've said that you want your name on the Stanley Cup 16 times, four times as a coach, four times as a GM, four times as an executive, and four times as an NHL team owner. First of all, I love that so much. Why is that so important to you, and how does the TSU coaching job fit into that ambition?
That ambition forces me to have no wasted days, no wasted moments. Every conversation that I have with any person that I come across is building towards that. Now, if I end up in the dirt and I end up with 10, that's perfectly fine by me. But I know that every single day I am fighting to make that dream come true. And I'm doing a great job with the responsibility that I have right now at TSU. Now, I will say something about TSU. We will have the trophy on our wall, the NCAA trophy on my coach's wall and in the players' lounge, because I want them to be reminded of what we're here for. We are shooting to be champions, and it's a day in, day out task. You have to make sure that you're taking care of everything that you're doing if you have a chance to win a championship.
The original plan for the program was to play club this year and next year and then go D1 2 years from now. Why did that switch, and how did you guys get to D1 sooner through that decision?
So the school is actually an NCAA Division I school. To add club hockey, we'd have to add intramural sports at our school. We don't have intramural sports, and that was the first thing that I saw. So I mentioned that during my interviews. But then also that research that I did of all the junior players that are available, they saw those numbers and said, you know what, this is probably something that we can do. My connections at the NHL, my connections throughout just hockey in general will allow me to be able to not only field a team but hopefully fund a team at a level that allows us to be able to achieve at a very, very high level. So, it just made all the sense in the world. And to be honest, I don't want to necessarily call it a disservice, but I said if we have an opportunity, we have a clean slate to be able to start a program from scratch, let's punch as high as we possibly can, because who knows if we'll ever get a chance to move up. But I know right now we are an NCAA Division I team. The letters have been sent to the proper people to make sure that that happens. We're just waiting until next October to drop that puck.
So the first game, you said it's going to be here at Bridgestone next October. You've mentioned it's a big opponent. Any chance we can get the breaking news right now who it is?
There's no way I can drop the actual name. That contract still needs to be signed. I can give a conference. It's Hockey East team. It's a team that's typically in the top 10, top 15. But that's one of those things that I have to wait until the contract is signed and dry before we can really announce that. But trust me, if you want it to be you, we can make that announcement one of these games coming down
absolutely.
The line.
Absolutely. Hockey East team in Bridgestone Arena, TSU hockey. We're close.
Very close. Very close.
So what is one last question. I'll leave you on this, Dante. What is the plan for where the home games will be on a regular basis when you guys are hosting?
So the larger games, the ones that obviously have a pretty good following, we'll try to get most of those games here at Bridgestone. But outside of that, in our first few years, we're going to be playing at Fordyce Bellevue. We want to do something at Fordyce Antioch as well, just so we can touch all the different spots. There is a specific team in the NCAA that I will also like to bring to Clarksville, because I think that there is a specific group of people there. I don't want to get too specific because I don't want to give it away, but if you read between the lines, you know exactly which team I want to bring to Clarksville, because it's not just about Dante Abercrombie or TSU. It's about growing hockey, and if I can do that for that school, that institution, and bring them to a spot where they're going to be able to touch their people, so to speak, that's something that I want to do. And then we'll be practicing at Centennial, so not too far away from here, right near Vanderbilt's campus.
That's awesome. Hey, D1 hockey's coming to Smashville. HBCUs are coming to D1 hockey. Dante Abercrombie, so nice meeting you. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And Preds, let's get one tonight.
Yes. Dante Abercrombie, the inaugural head coach of Tennessee State University men's ice hockey. He will be here loosely outside of Section 120. That's where he's supposed to be, but he says he can't stand still. So if you see the TSU hockey coach wearing the beautiful blue TSU hockey sweater.
With Abercrombie on his back.
Say hi. Yes, his name is on his back if you forget his name.
I doubt there's another Abercrombie jersey in here tonight.
Yeah, and don't get him confused with the Ranger fans. These sweaters are way better. Under Armour did you guys a big solid with
Absolutely.
These.
Absolutely.
So get
Thanks,
your TSU Kevin sweater. Point. Yeah, for real. Dante, thanks so much for joining us, and we will do this many more times.
Absolutely.
Coming back with more after this, getting you ready for the Predators and Rangers here on Smashville Tonight, presented by Lee Company.